How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Susie, I hear you've had a terrible traffic jam.
Well, listen, I was running slightly late. I was doing the nursery run. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that. There's now a car alarm going on off outside. I mean, they said move to Brighton. What the fuck?
Oh, no. So quickly, it's all
tumbling down around me, yeah. It's a fucking nightmare. We live near a really posh school. And there's always like kids getting out with hockey sticks.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Awful scenes. Let's be honest. What do we need to talk about? We need to talk about how marvellous you are at the Comedy Awards. Come now. Let's talk about that.
Oh, Susie, I was going to talk about pancakes, but thank you.
I think we can do both. We've got 25 minutes. Okay,
We've got enough time for everybody, haven't we? Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you so much for being there and your lovely smiling face.
My lovely smiling face, of course. You were so good. I was so proud of you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I was a bit anxious at the beginning because my earpiece, where you can normally talk to the producer and the director, just failed. So it was just going beep, beep.
No, beep, so what? That beep. Was as they went, we're live in 5, 4.
Basically, yeah. So I just had to watch the floor manager, wonderful guy, his fingers go like that, pointing at the camera. So there was a sort of slight like 1 or 2 seconds. When I watched it back on Saturday morning, I was like, oh God, I can feel myself like there, just stood there like, is it now? I guess it's now. So I had my hand over my face, so I couldn't see his fingers. Well, but apart from that,
Tom, fantastic.
Oh, thank
you. Now, can I ask, you know, when that camera's following you around the place, there a small auto cue on the top of it?
Yes, thank God. Otherwise, I would have.
I was going to say, because otherwise, that opening sort of monologue.
Oh, that would be a lot.
That would be a lot to remember.
That'd be a lot. That'd be a lot. Even for me, that'd be a lot.
But yes, you were so good and you looked so lovely.
Oh, thanks. I was just pleased I got to air out the new hat.
Well, of course. I mean, that's very important. It's quite high, isn't it?
It is quite a high hat. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't mess around.
No, it really doesn't fuck around. Now, when you're buying a top hat, can you say how high you want it?
Well, on that one, of course, it's an antique.
Of course.
Because the silk can't be made anymore. So
why can't the silk be made anymore?
Because there were two brothers in France who had a factory making that silk. Bonjour. And they had an argument and smashed it all up. If they are listening, maybe you should open your factory again. And so you can't buy silk top hats anymore.
They had an argument about the silk, smashed up the factory.
I think so. Well, they broke it down or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the thing. The French, you can't trust them with silk. I've always said it.
That's the thing. They get overexcited, don't they? So that's why. But I was glad I got to air that out.
It was great to see. It was great to see. So good. I received quite a few tweets of people saying that when it cut to me on the television, I was looking at you like a proud mum.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's what I was so delighted about.
And someone in the room took a photo of me watching you. And we're like, look at this picture of you looking at Tom. Yeah, it looks like I'm your mum.
Oh, that's very nice.
Very nice of me to be your mum.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. But yes, you were magnificent. How was it hosting 2 hours of live television? That feels quite stressful. Well,
it was only with the sort of earpiece going. And then at the end, the auto cue just stopped as well. So
what? So you just had to riff it at the end?
Well, at the very end, yeah.
Stand up to fucking cancer.
Basically, I just sort of went, oh, no, that's the end. And I was going to sort of pretend I'd sort of not let on about it. And then I thought, well, why not? I said, now the auto cue's gone, I'll just make it up. What should we talk about? A little bit of live anarchy is kind of quite...
Yeah, I think so too. Do you know what I noticed, Tom? There was an awful lot of love in the room for you.
Oh,
I think that's a really hard job. being surrounded by comedians who want your job.
Well,
and there was an enormous amount of love.
Well, that's very generous of you to say. Thank you. We had the lady from the charity talking beforehand.
Yes, that's always quite tricky.
That was a little bit tricky because she was talking and a little bit close to the broadcast time. And
there was a point when I was like, we're about 3 minutes before nine. Is she still talking?
I was like, maybe someone could ask her to do this
afterwards.
I don't want to be on guard. I know it's very important.
It was very important. It was a great speech. She was brilliant, but it was very close to broadcast time.
Yes, and quite moving as well.
Very moving. And so it's very hard to shift that gear, isn't it?
Yes, we did have to handbrake turn on that a little bit. But it's all part of the fun, isn't it? All part of the fun.
All part of the fun. So, how different is it to playing Watford Jongleurs, hosting the National Comedy Awards?
Well, I would say it's a journey.
A journey.
And they're just different stops on a journey. Yeah. You know, that's very much, I would say, T-Bay services, the Comedy Awards, whereas Watford Jongleurs is sort of Watford Gap, probably.
Yeah, which is always such a disappointment as a service station, Watford Gap, I think. They've not got anything that I want in the middle of the night.
A lot of them are quite disappointing, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, I'm really into the ones that have now got Pretz and Leon's.
Oh, yes. A lot of them have, like, I mean, I know I'm a brand ambassador, but an M&S Simply Food is...
Well, an M&S Simply Food is great. Can you talk to someone at M&S, Tom? I don't know how... Like, I know that you're quite friendly with them. How would they feel about doing their Christmas sandwich all year round?
Oh, I'll mention it. Good idea.
Or they could just post me one once a week.
I'm sure both of those are possible.
Both of them are possible.
You know, Alf... Well, you know, Alf has Christmas Film Club all through the year. Alf gets together with some of his friends from school and that, and they watch Christmas films. And I think it starts in around about July. And they watch bad Christmas films as well, you know, the Channel 5 ones.
Oh, yeah,
he always sees the ones with the empty coffee cups. Yeah,
with the empty coffee cups, what, because they're...
Yeah, you can tell the empty coffee cups when they're walking along on the street.
Oh, great.
And boiling hot, like weather when they're filmed in Canada in July with a massive coat on, pretending it's December.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Really lovely, actually. Tom, did you get drunk?
You know what? I didn't really. I had a little glass of Prosecco afterwards. And then the bar there, they were like,
out.
It felt like, as soon as we were there, like, out. You got to get out now.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So
did
we
you have a drink before?
Bottle of wine in the car. No, actually. No, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Because
It's the pressure of life. Wine.
It's the pressure of life. Someone bought me some wine, but I didn't have a corkscrew. Did you ever? Apparently, the canapés were nice. Canapés.
Do you know what?
Canapés.
I didn't have one. I didn't even have one canapé. I arrived, and then I was hanging out with Flo and Lily and Rosie James.
Lovely.
Flo and Lily.
Oh, that's so lovely. Oh, there's lovely photographs.
All the Curb gang were there. Katie Helps by Name, Helps by Nature.
Yes.
Just so many of our lovely Curb friends. And that's our management. That's our people that look after us. And that was so nice to catch up with all of them. It felt a bit like a Christmas party. Because I wasn't like really that, talking to anyone that I didn't want to talk to. I was like, oh, there's that person.
Nice.
Let me hide.
Yeah, nice.
And then, had nice catches up with people. I went for the suit, no shirt.
It was stunning, Suze.
It was stunning.
Really stunning.
Now, here's the thing. I didn't have any tip tape.
So what did you use? Just a bit of gaffer?
Double-sided sellotape.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice. And it was Laura, who lives with Rosie Jones. I got ready at Rosie Jones's house, and she just had some because she works in telly, and, you know, people that work in telly have that sort of thing knocking about.
Have things, of course.
And so we just stuck me into it and hoped for the best.
Oh, not a... So was it some left over from Christmas, rather?
Well, I don't really know. Maybe... But I stuck it to my jacket, and then I stuck it to me, and then I didn't have a tit slip all night.
Oh, well, that's great. It looked absolutely phenomenal.
Well, that's a bit strong, but I appreciate it.
Oh, it did, Suze. It did.
Catherine Ryan made me absolutely howl because she looked at my quite flat chest and said, I can tell you're not breastfeeding. Because, of course, she's breastfeeding at the moment. It did make me chuckle.
Were you tempted to use masking tape from one of those dispensers? Do you remember people, you'd see them in certain, if you had ever had a job in some sort of dispatch, it would be like on a handle with masking tape.
Tom, I just moved house. I know all about those.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we've got
one.
Yeah, we've got one.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know you could get them for the home. It's like when I first saw my first home weighted sellotape dispenser. I thought that was a real game changer. We used to just have it on a roll.
Well, yeah, of course, but it's much easier if you've got it with a little thingy with the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth.
With
Yeah.
The teeth. You're not always
It can
looking for
sometimes
it.
hurt. But the
Yeah.
one.
I opted not to do that with the tits.
You didn't want to do a bit of masking tape?
Well, I do. You
One of those
just, you
you've got the
needed,
dispenser and everything.
but you need the double-sidedness, Tom.
Oh,
Otherwise,
I
it's
know.
just
But
my
you could.
tits covered in
What about if you
tape.
looped it round like a primary school teacher putting up a
I wanted
board?
it to have more structural integrity than something that was put on a mounted
Mm.
board. Do you remember the joy of getting some of your work on the mounted board in the hallway?
Of course I do, Suze. A lovely poem about autumn leaves.
That sort of thing.
Yes, using onomatopoeia. Yes.
What are those
Yeah.
poems called where it spells a word down the side?
Oh, what are they called?
Producer
Oh, what are
Emma?
they called? Are they
She'll
called
know
like a
that sort of thing. It's a cross
an
stick.
acrostic? An acrostic. Thank you, Emma.
She put it in the
Oh,
chat.
a lovely way to write a poem.
A lovely way to write a poem and a lovely way to get some work on the mounted board outside.
Oh yes, so important, isn't it? Would it be in the corridor or would it
Oh,
be in your
if you're doing
classroom?
really well. Do you remember the joy of being asked right at the end of term to be like one of the helpers of like going and taking all the mounts down?
Yes, Hughes, could you stay in at lunchtime and do that?
Could I ever? I mean,
Could I? I would be delighted. Also,
it would be
I
my
didn't really
pleasure.
like. Please, the pleasure was all mine. Because, as discussed, I didn't really like the other children, so
Well, of
I was
course.
very.
So I imagine you felt quite important.
Yeah, very important. And like I was in adult company, which is what I craved.
Yeah, of course. Well, not just adults, sort of women postmenopausal,
Yeah. Probably mid. Probably
perimenopause.
mid. Yeah, perimenopausal. Everyone's favorite Nando's flavor.
Yeah, it's quite hot in the middle. Always open your window.
Susie, great. Great
Great
work. Great
stuff.
work. Great stuff. We had a correction, by the way. Several people have messaged
Oh,
in
no, what?
to say,
What did I do?
you know, we were talking about four-poster beds. You know, we've always got our finger on
Oh,
the
yeah,
pulse.
all fingers on
And the hot topic of the day. And the so it's only clicking my fingers to be I felt like I was you stopped talking when I started clicking my fingers there, Susie.
What, like you were rude and I was a waiter?
Yes, basically,
No, I sort of liked it. I was sort of taken aback by you clicking because it feels like a very yes queen and you're not a very yes queen.
No, I'm not very yes queen.
No, you're more like, yes, the queen.
Yes. Like a toast. The four-poster bed chat,
Yeah, go on,
the
talk
reason
to
for the
me.
curtains were that often the servants were sleeping in the same room. So they'd have them for privacy as well as warmth.
Oh, do you reckon they were getting their rocks off with a servant in the room?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, gross.
People were like that. People were feral.
People were vile. All you've got to do is think about their teeth.
Oh, a lot of people didn't have any teeth. Most
Not at
people.
all.
I don't think so. A lot, or they certainly have a lot of missing ones.
Yeah, gummy.
Yeah, really good. Well, they didn't have any food, did they? Couldn't read, couldn't vote.
Wait, what?
It wasn't
When are
fun.
we talking about? I'm talking about like the seventies.
I think I was talking about the mid-Victorian era. No, yeah, sort of mid-Victorian.
Mid-Victorian. What were people eating? Like gruel?
Well, I think protein was quite an issue. I think
Well,
they
because
didn't
people
always
didn't have
have
any
protein.
meat.
Well, it was harder to come by, I think. They did have it, I think, but
What
people
do you think
didn't.
people were eating, Tom? Come on, you're the historian now. Is that being the Mary Bibb?
Oh dear. I'm
Mary
not
Bibb,
yeah, Mary
she's the
Bit
historian.
or Lucy Worsley.
Or Mary Berry.
Or Mary Berry, for that matter. I don't what were people eating in the sort of mid-19th century? I think there was quite a lot of bread, like you say, like starchy soups sort of bulked out
The
with
sort of thing we're imagining that Oliver Twist is eating in the
yeah,
opening
that sort of
scene.
like kind of casserole, but often it wouldn't have that much meat in it. It would be mainly sort of fat because that's all they could afford, the cheaper cuts of meat. Or they'd bulk it out with something like if you're having meat, you might bulk it out with either a pastry or a Yorkshire pudding, which was sort of thing served early. So you'd fill you up and then you wouldn't crave so much meat or bread or, of course, something like a pancake, which brings us on.
Oh, Tom, that was very good.
That was very good, wasn't it?
Yes, you can tell you do live TV. Very good at linking.
Well, if only we've been talking about pancakes on Friday.
What are you doing today for pancake day?
We've had them actually.
Breakfast.
We had breakfast pancakes. What do you think?
Love it. What kind? Did you do those sort of banana ones that people do now that people are so fond of?
What are banana ones?
Well, when we go to Ruth and Ross's house, friends of the show, friends of my life, Ross makes these sort of banana ones, which is...
Yes, but he trained in circus. What do you expect?
He didn't train in circus. We just went to drama school together.
Oh, he's got a lot of tattoos.
He's got a lot of tattoos. He does have a lot of tattoos, but he didn't go to the circus. He's more rock than circus. He plays the drums.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Not far off.
He mashes up banana with pancake mix. And so they're like these lovely banana
pancakes.
They're not vegans, but he's gluten-free.
Oh, I see. That's clever. So a bit of banana. And are they nice?
They're really nice, actually, yeah. Talk me through three pancakes.
Well, the thing is, we had a bit of Yorkshire pudding last night with some chicken we've got.
Just Yorkshire pudding and chicken?
No, Susie. We also did. I went to a place and they did it, and I've been trying to recreate it.
Why are you being really coy about this?
I'm not being coy. I'm about to tell you about the other things we had.
You sort of looked up at the eye like in quite a coquettish fashion.
Well, I was going to say we had a rotisserie chicken and it was from Marks and Spencer's, but I don't want to seem like banging on.
Oh my God, we get it. We get it. Tom, we all love M&S.
We all love it. That's the thing.
My nan's dream was for her children to be able to shop in M&S.
Well, and you do.
No, totally. But that was like my nan. That was my nan's sign of a good life.
Had
a rotisserie chick.
We had a rotisserie chicken. We didn't have any potatoes, but at the last minute, I thought, why don't I whip up a batch of batter, ding in a Yorkshire pudding, and then we'll save the rest and have it for pancakes in the morning.
Great idea,
actually. Easy to do.
So you had chicken with a Yorkshire pudding. Anything else?
Yeah. So we did this cabbage, hispy cabbage or sweetheart cabbage. You know, the one that sort of looks like a tulip.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Cut it into, you could do it in quarters. We did it in six and then fried it. That's what we did. Fried it in a bit of butter. Mm. Could do it in oil if you were a vegan. Salt and pepper, delish. Charred on the edges.
Do you know what my issue is going to be with this though? I bet you didn't have gravy.
There was juice from the rotisserie, but I did have gravy in the fridge and I said to Alf, because it was part of a meal deal. Anyway, I'm not going on about that. But I said to Alf, do you want gravy or is there enough juice here? He said, there's enough.
I need my roast dinner swimming.
To have a great... Swimming. Yeah, Susie,
preferably it's a soup with...
I was going to say, very Victorian. Yeah.
That's the thing people don't realise about me. I've been alive since the mid-Victorian era.
Yeah, when you were having a four-poster bed.
Four-poster bed, no teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth tilly.
So, interesting. But did you...
Told us about your pancakes this morning, Tom. What did you have with them?
So we had pancakes this morning. Alf did them. I had one lemon and sugar and I had one maple syrup. Someone bought me some maple syrup.
Yum. That's very good, actually.
Yeah. And then there was space for a third. So I just had a quick lemon and sugar before I came up to do the podcast.
Really lemon nice.
Yeah, Jif Lemon Day. What are you... What's your pancake filling of choice?
Well, I would just go lemon and sugar.
Classic.
I absolutely love a crepe. I have one of my favourite memories of being at the Edinburgh Fringe is being like bit pissed leaving the dome.
Yes.
Not Brooks Bar, which is where you have to go where it's like the performers area, which is always just full of people trying to network, which makes me want to vomit.
Horrendous.
But the downstairs bit, which makes you feel like you're having a drink in a cafeteria.
Yes. Like having a drink in a service station.
Yeah. Oh, which is... where I would prefer to drink.
That's your preferred drinking spot.
Check into the Comfort Inn.
I mean, it's a great birthday, actually.
Really
one
good.
Of my favourites.
Someone bring a Colin.
Yes, when you can. There's an M&S right there. check into the Comfort Inn.
Can they start sponsoring this podcast?
Well, they pretty much do.
Well, I mean,
you sponsor one half of it. Yes.
I mean, often with you, I think, out of the dome, the cafeteria area, where we would have all had some very merry drinks, and then walk past the crêperie.
Oh, lovely.
And get myself
nice.
A savoury crepe. What's your vibes on a savoury crepe?
Well, we were just talking about it because apparently in France, that's the equivalent of a kebab, is to go for a crepe on the way home, a galette. A galette with maybe cheese ham or...
Yeah, cheese ham, the French.
The French. Or you can apparently have smoked salmon and potatoes, Alfie was just telling me.
Oh, no, that feels too extreme for me.
No, can you imagine waking up?
Oh, yeah. That
would be terrible.
That would be bad. I'd go for cheese, mushrooms, peppers, tomato, pesto.
Oh, that's nice, Sue.
That was my drunk order.
Oh, lovely pesto.
Yeah.
Pesto late at night.
And then sometimes I'd sit on a wall and eat it by myself, and I'd see people walk past that had been in my show that night, and I'd think, I must stop doing this.
I was embarrassed because I did this the other day before a tour show.
Where did you
go? There was this pizza place. It was in Chelmsford, and there's a pizza place opposite that we popped into. It was very nice pizza, and I went there a bit too close to showtime,
sure.
Because the grill around the corner that we wanted to go to for sort of a protein, high in protein meal, was closed. So we ended up going to the place opposite. Of course, the audience were there.
Yeah, you do have to be careful.
And they were being very polite about it, but they were sort of having a pre-show performance of me ramming a pizza into my gob as quickly as possible, because obviously I was late, and but had to have the pizza, didn't I? I had to have it.
Well, of course, you need something in your tum-tum. You're doing a long show.
I know, but still.
What did you have on your pizza?
I had, on that occasion, it was a pizza bianco, and I had no tomato, only tomato on one side, but I had the broccoli and the salsicce.
That one. Yeah. Really what's nice. What's your vibe on pineapple on pizza?
I mean, I'll have it, but it's not my go-to.
Same. Fine with it.
I'm not like going to die on that. What does it people say?
Die on that hill? Yeah.
Die
on that hill.
What's your favourite pizza topping, Suze?
Oh, thanks for asking, Tom. I'd go for a... I'm a bit of a basic bitch when it comes to pizza.
No.
I'd go for a margarita.
Lovely.
With some salami and maybe some rocket, but the rocket would have to be like obviously put on cold. You don't want the rocket.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely combo.
And then I might even have like the tiniest bit of balsamic vinegar on top of the rocket, and then some chili oil. It's quite specific,
lovely.
Actually.
That is quite specific. Not not that basic at all.
It's actually not basic at all. It's actually really tricky, bitch.
Very tricky. Okay, I'll bear it in mind.
Do you want to hear a funny thing that happened this week with the baby?
Yes. Oh, yes, Susie, always.
So she's three now. So she's like emotions are running quite high. You know, she's feeling a lot of feelings for the first time, and I have a lot of sympathy for her because I think it's like really overwhelming. But
oh my God, it's like when I first started watching Call the Midwife.
Well, exactly. We were in a Robert Dyer's.
Lovely day out.
We're lesbians, sure.
Let's buy a kettle. Yes, it's quite...
it's quite gay.
Yeah, that's gay, isn't
that's,
it?
That's lesbian culture.
That's lesbian culture, Robert Dyer's.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know. See, all those venues are closing.
We've got Sheba, we've got Robert Dyer's.
Wilco's. And Screwfix.
We're checking out. On the tills these days, they have things that are on sale. And the baby pointed at a thing that was on sale and was like, I want that. And I was like, no, you can't have that. And like, I really don't want her to be a spoiled little brat. So I'm like, you only get presents on birthdays and Christmas, or if you do something really good and you're having a treat. But you don't have presents every day. That's very good.
Yeah.
And so I want that. You're not having that. I want that. I'm not having that. I want that. I'm not having that. What she wanted was an air fryer.
She's very zeitgeisty, isn't she?
So zeitgeisty.
She's very on trend.
And Alice said to her, if you can tell me what it is, you can have it. She threw herself on the floor. What's she like?
If she did get one, though, that would be good.
Have you
She could
had
make you
one?
everything. No, don't have one.
So friend of the show, Will Duggan, who comes with me on
Oh,
the road,
yes.
he's got one and he does halloumi in it and he says it's amazing.
Apparently, the things you can do, things you can't do in that ain't worth knowing.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you can, like, ding your microwave, ding your oven out the window.
You can
just get an air
yeah,
fryer.
Apparently.
Do you have
just get an air
it?
Fryer, but I don't know if that is wise. The thing is, I don't want more clutter on the work surface.
Well, of course. And it's very clear at your house, isn't it? There's a
well,
plant,
I do like to keep
sure.
it that sort of dentist level of clean
yes.
and clear. It's got all the...
it looks like someone might be about to pop round to do
an
photo
autopsy.
Shoot. Or an autopsy, yeah.
Yeah. I like to keep it sort of mortuary, free of knickknacks, basically.
Yeah, which is strange because a couple of episodes ago you were saying that you love knickknackery.
Knickknackery, who my friend Joe talked about knickknackery and I thought it was an actor. Yes, but I don't... Yeah, an air fryer, apparently you can do a chicken in it and stuff and it's great. So maybe I should do that.
Maybe we should all get an air fryer.
Well, it did feel like it was a bit like the slow cooker people went mad for, didn't they, at one point?
I've got a slow cooker.
Do you use it a lot?
Absolutely never.
That's the thing, isn't
because
it?
Because now when I do a stew, I do it on the top and then pop it in the oven. But the last time I made myself a stew, the next day I got some sort of food poisoning and then I was sick and it's put me off it.
In the slow cooker?
I wasn't sick in the slow cooker, I was sick in the toilet. But
Susie, you've been up a long time, I can tell.
Is this too much information? You know when you chuck something up, it really puts you off a bit for the next time.
Oh, yes, absolutely, Susie.
Sorry, everyone's having their tea at the moment. But you know what I mean,
sorry,
right?
This is a tea time podcast. No, but it happens to all of us. But tell me, riddle me this.
Riddle
was the casserole
what?
Made... In, was the casserole made in the slow cooker or was it made in the normal
old
fashioned way?
No, it's made in the pot. So we do it on the pot and then I pop the pot in the oven. I've got a Sainsbury's knockoff La Cruze. It's even orange.
Oh, gosh. Did you chicken or did you do beef?
I would go beef.
You went beef, did you?
Beef. Okay, beef, mustard, ale.
Oh, is that what you put in?
No, onion? I put in veggies and whatnot else. But that's the sort of...
Oh, Suze, I pulled up the remainder of my spring onions yesterday.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it's taking us 25 minutes to get to this.
I know, right? And there are so many.
If are they bulby at the
onions,
bottom?
Are they what? No, they're not really. They're quite skinny. I put them in too close together, didn't I? But
you don't need to berate yourself.
I know. When will I be happy? But we had a lovely day in the garden. I had a day off yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Refused to check my phone.
Good boy.
We were in the garden. Alf's nephews came round.
Lovely.
Who helped me with the wildflower seeds I wanted to plant. And they were very good.
What'd you do? Just chuck and them? Just ding them all over the place?
You just throw them, yeah. You would throw them. So hopefully they'll come up at some point. We'll see.
Of course not.
And just sort of tidied up, you know, picked up, sort of tipped out some pots that had earth in them, but used to have a geranium that's now no longer with us.
R.I.P.
That sort of thing. Just tidied up a bit. It was really good.
Lovely.
Yeah. A little bit of tidying. And then ready to get planting for this year's vegetable crop in the vegetable garden.
When are you planting? Because you know I'm doing a vegetable patch.
Suze, we should be talking about this more.
We should be. I'm so sorry I didn't bring it up.
Well, maybe this is a thing we could do together.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
We could do this and then have like a, we could have like a county show.
Oh my God, that'd be so nice. I'd love to bring a marrow to your house.
We'll bring out, we have marrows in a tent. It's an option, isn't it? Well, I'm very excited. I might try and do tomatoes this year.
Oh yeah, but don't they need to be in a pot?
Well, yeah, they're a bit different, aren't they? Potatoes, very successful. Very pleased with those.
Right, okay. What else is really easy? Because it's going to be an adventure for me and the baby.
Peas. Chard looks nice, but actually how much chard? Unless you really like sort of chard, it's sort of like a... Have you ever had it? It's like a sort of lettucey kale type thing. It's not that. But it looks nice, especially rainbow chard because it's red.
Gay!
Gay rainbow chard. And that I did. Spring onions were good. Carrots were a bit more difficult.
I want something that doesn't need a lot of attention that's going to be delicious.
Peas.
Great.
And the baby can eat them.
Super.
Just pull them straight off the tree, I did, and just ate them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have you down as one of them.
I know, well, only from my own patch. Runner beans.
Fine. Okay, I feel like
runner beans. Yeah, that, I think it's good. Sweet pea is nice, but you can't eat them.
As we no, they're pretty, aren't they?
Very pretty. And the more you pick, the more they grow. The flowers, they're lovely. Ooh,
that's
they
nice.
Smell beautiful. Yeah.
It's very much a, you know, plant it and they will come.
Yeah, exactly that. Well, we can talk more about this.
We can. We can talk more about it next week. Tom, you're on tour.
Yes, dear.
I'm on tour. You've got two books. I've got another podcast.
Another podcast.
Guess who I'm interviewing tomorrow?
Who?
Skin from Skunk and Nancy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Isn't it wonderful how it's building up and up?
It's very cool.
You started off with people like me and now.
Oh, darling, don't be daft. But yeah, so the new series is going to be coming out very soon. Out.
Oh, that's great, Suze. Oh, that's great.
But yeah.
Oh, wonderful news.
Wonderful.
Well, don't get stuck in any more traffic jams.
No, I won't. I simply mustn't. I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. Then I'm going into town to do Kerry Godlingham's podcast and Jen Brister's.
Oh my goodness. That's going to be fun.
So nice. What are you doing the rest of your day?
Well, I'm getting the next episode of Apprentice You're Fired ready.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, which and... I'm doing.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. So that will be great.
It will.
And we're doing that on, yeah,
Monday.
Coming up. And then I've got to...
Are you touring tonight?
I might have another pancake. No tours till Thursday.
Lovely. Have another pancake, Tom. We're going to have pancakes later. I'll let you know how they go.
Do it. Live your life. When are you going to live your life?
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
I know. Yes. I simply must.
You must. Well, keep us posted.
We'll keep everyone posted.
Well, just have a lovely week, okay?
Yeah, you too. If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
That's what the nephew said yesterday. Except for the youngest one. The youngest one couldn't say it. He just said through the window.
Fair enough.
You do what you can.
You've got to do what you can. Okay, I'll see you soon, darling.
I'll see you soon, okay.
Well done on the Comedy Awards. You did great, babes.
Oh, thanks, Suze. Thanks so much.
Right.
Thanks for being there.
Bye, love you.
Well done on the tit tape. Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.